Now the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. And Randy, we're hearing more optimism, it seems, about a post-pandemic economic recovery for New York.
Yes, good morning, Beth. We're hearing more and more of this as things start opening up and businesses start seeing a lot more activity. A recent survey on business conditions in New York State shows improvement reported by the leaders of service-oriented companies. The survey was taken by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and senior economist Rich Dietz told me the service sector, including businesses like restaurants and hotels, saw a strong boost in the early part of May.
They're not where they're at before the pandemic began, but the momentum is clearly here as people are getting vaccinated, as firms are able to open up, as they're able to serve more customers, as people are going out to the restaurants, they're taking vacations, they're planning all sorts of things that they weren't able to do during the pandemic. So activity is definitely starting to ramp up.
Indeed, says the officials from these companies in the service sector are reporting an increase in employment and wages. And generally, he says those business leaders are showing a lot of optimism about where they think the economy will go in the next 6 months. What about the last month or so? The numbers doing better as well from the latest state Labor Department figures on job growth. They were released last week for the month of April. They show the Rochester Metro saw an increase of more than 62,000 private sector jobs compared to a year ago, up nearly 17%. In fact, many regions of the state saw double-digit increases, perhaps not surprising, given that rules were being relaxed with more businesses reopening. And the comparison compared to when we were in the height of the pandemic last year certainly shows the positive numbers this time around. Former Xerox CEO Ursula Burns recently speaking to a live online forum hosted by the Washington Post about diversity in the workplace. Burns now is an advisor with the global corporate consulting firm Tenio. She was the first black woman to be CEO of a Fortune 500 company when she was elevated to that role at Xerox in 2009. And Burns has been a big champion of gender and ethnic diversity in the corporate boardroom. When she was asked by various company CEOs to advise them on how they can diversify their organizations, she had some basic advice.
We are asking that companies diversify their boards. Our focus is at least one black or brown person on their board, that we actually start to measure it, report it and measure it. We know that the best way to make progress is to get first transparency.
Burns said there is change going on among corporations in terms of diversity, but there is still a long way to go. She says black and brown people are still very underrepresented in the executive ranks. The latest report from the New York State Association of Realtors continues to show a lack of available homes. Inventory statewide decreased in April with a 22% decrease compared to last year. But there was a jump statewide in home sales in April, up more than 47% compared to a year ago. However, in Monroe County, home sales in April were down about 6% compared to last year. New listings of homes were up sharply in Monroe, up 110%. And as has been going on with the law of supply and demand, median sales prices locally still rising. In Monroe County, it was up nearly 18% in April compared to April of last year. The Rochester Downtown Development Corporation holds a virtual event later this week highlighting a number of projects planned for the city. It's part of the organization's Downtown Rising series. Projects to be highlighted include development plans for the Aqueduct District, Sibley Square, Alta Vista at St. Joseph's Park, Innovation Square, and others. That'll be held Friday from noon to 1 p.m. You can get more information at the RDDC website. And Canopy Growth, that's the Canadian-based cannabis and CBD company in which locally-based Constellation Brands has a controlling stake, announcing last week that Martha Stewart has been named Canopy's official strategic advisor. The company says Stewart will use her knowledge of product development and branding expertise to help Canopy Growth with product innovation and developing strategic partnerships. It was a very good thing, I guess. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.